Now, Autolite and its 60,000 dealers and service stations present...
Suspense! Tonight, Autolite brings you James Stewart in Consequence, a suspense play produced and directed by Anton M. Leder.
Friends, while the wife is spring cleaning the house, how about spring cleaning your car? Give your motor new spring pep by replacing those worn-out narrow-gap spark plugs with a set of revolutionary new wide-gap Autolite resistor spark plugs.
Your motor will idle smoother.
Yup, and give better performance on leaner gas mixtures.
Yes, siree, actually save gas.
What's more, Autolite resistor spark plugs with the exclusive Autolite resistor cut down on radio and television interference. So, folks, see your Autolite dealer and have him replace old, worn-out, narrow-gap spark plugs with a set of the sensational new Autolite resistor spark plugs.
Remember,
you're always right with Autolite.
And now, Autolite presents James Stewart in a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Maybe the costume was the decisive factor, or maybe it would have happened anyway. In any event, the occasion was the 10th reunion, and the class of 29, as such occasions demand, they were all dressed identically in cowboy suits. And there was Ted Wolfe, whom I hadn't seen in 10 years, although in college he'd been by far my closest friend. And so, of course, I brought him home to dinner. And Gwen managed to be quite charming, even though it was the maid's night out. She didn't even kick about the oven. And that's how it started out, just like that. Just like any pleasant, casual little evening.
Oh, Gwen, that was a wonderful meal. Last one I'll get like that for a while.
Thank you, sir.
Well, have you really got to go tonight, Ted? Can't you take a day or so?
No, not very well. I got my plane reservations and everything. Anyway, I told him I'd be back this week, and well, tonight's just about the deadline if I'm going to make it.
Well, what time's your plane?
3 a.m. Say, that reminds me. I can't go aboard in this thing.
Oh, you probably will. I think you're both kind of stuck on yourselves in those cowboy outfits. Worse than a couple of kids.
Sure, I'm going to wear mine to the hospital tomorrow.
Oh, fine. No kidding, though. People will think I'm nuts.
All right. Spoil sport. Now, we'll call the hotel later, have them bring your bags over, and you can change here. Although, I would think a cowboy suit would be a sensation in Ecuador.
Ted, are you really going to Ecuador?
Mm-hmm.
First, I thought it must be a joke.
No, you've heard me talk about the work Ted's doing there.
I know, but Ecuador.
Well, they've got to have medical care out on those plantations some way, and well, I like it.
I don't see how you stand it. Living like a hermit, cut off from civilization, not making... Well, I mean, they can't possibly pay you what's...
No, Gwen.
What time? Oh, my goodness, I've got to run.
Are you leaving us, Gwen?
Well, I promised Mother I'd come out to the country tonight. Anyway, I know you two would much rather talk over old times by yourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, guess I don't see you again. Thanks for everything. It's been swell.
Well, you're coming back sometime, aren't you?
Oh, maybe 5 years, maybe 10, maybe never.
Silly. You come back next year and plan to stay for a while.
Oh, thank you.
I am sorry I have to go, but you two have a nice evening. There are eggs in the icebox, Phil.
Okay.
Did he always have to have fried eggs at night when he was in college, Ted?
Yeah, that's Phil, all right.
Good night, darling. Don't bother coming to the door now. I'll phone you tomorrow night.
Bye, Gwen.
Have a good trip, Ted. Bye.
Goodbye. You're a lucky man, Phil.
Am I?
Well, I suppose you know that the main reason I came to this shindig at all was to see you.
So why me? It's been a long time since you and I had the same dreams, Ted.
You haven't lost them, though. You're still in there pitching.
Oh, sure. Yes. Private practice, 2 cars in the garage, 2 chickens in the pot. That's the kind of ball I've been pitching for the last 10 years. And it's the kind I'll keep on pitching until some other doc says coronary thrombosis and they carry me out.
You can't kid me, Phil. You're happy. I'd just about given up the idea that there was such a thing as a happy man.
And now you think you've found one.
Oh, I know I have. I knew it the minute I came into this room. I knew it the minute I saw her.
Gwen?
Yeah, Gwen.
I hate Gwen.
Phil.
And what's more, she hates me. Oh, it's nothing that shows on the surface. We get along because we have to. Because my reputation would suffer if we didn't.
Phil, you can't be serious.
No? Well, why do you think I've given up every dream I've ever had? Why do you think I spend my life treating the imaginary ills of a lot of wealthy hypochondriacs? So Gwen can have this and Gwen can do that. So Gwen can satisfy every greedy instinct and every petty, rotten ambition that any woman ever had.
Lord, I never realized.
Well, that's it.
You've got to do something about it, Phil. You've got to get out. Got to go to another city, go to another country.
Yeah. She'd be after me like a hawk. She'd have me up before the medical association. Oh, there are a thousand things she could do and would do. Oh, I've thought of it every way there is. It's no use. So, it's off my chest. Now you know. And I'm sorry I disillusioned you. Excuse me. Dr. Martin? Oh, well, now? Right. I'll be right down.
You're not going out now. I want to talk to you.
No, well, I'm still a doctor. Even Gwen can't stop that. And I'll be back before you leave, though, if you want to stick around. I'd sort of like to ride out the airport.
Was the call really important, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah, now make yourself at home. Fix yourself anything you want in the kitchen. Only look out for the oven. It leaks when you turn it off just right. And I won't be long.
Okay. I'll wait, Doctor.
Thanks, Doctor. I kind of hoped you would, Ted. That was the second thing. Ted's deciding to stay, but I didn't know it then. All I knew was that Jo had called me from the office and she was upset. Still, I decided to walk. I was upset, too. When I got there, she was going over the accounts. Hello, darling.
Hello. That was nice.
Well, isn't it always?
Always, terribly.
Well, what are you doing? Now, there isn't all that rush to get the bills out.
There is, though. For me.
For you?
Uh-huh.
Well, what is it, Joe? What's the matter?
Phil, I had a talk with Father this evening.
Well, something about us?
All about us.
Well, he doesn't know anything. He couldn't. Nobody, unless you told him.
You know I wouldn't do that,
I'm
Phil.
I'm sorry, darling. I know.
Anyway, it isn't what he knows. It's what he thinks. We had an awful row. He said he'd go to the trustees of the hospital. He said he'd go to Gwen.
He said that?
That's why I'm getting the bills out for you now. Because I'm going away.
But you're going where? Well, how long?
No, darling, it's not going to be like that. It's for good.
Joe,
It's for good, Phil.
Well, Joe, I can't let you go. I know it hasn't been perfect, but I know it's been infinitely worse for you than for me, but at least we've had something. At least I've always known where you are, that you're here on the other side of the door, and I could see you and talk to you.
I can't live with a door between us anymore.
Well, maybe you just don't love me enough to... No, darling, I don't mean that.
Phil, I'm not playing noble. This had to happen someday, and it has. And that's all.
I could go with you.
You couldn't do that, Phil.
Well, why not? I could change my name. We could go to another city, even another country. I could get back to research. I could...
Oh, darling. It's no go, Phil.
I asked her for a divorce again this morning.
You don't have to tell me the answer. There is no answer for us, Phil. Not one that we can take. And there we are.
Yeah, there we are.
You'd better go now. I've got all this to do.
Well, let me help you.
No.
Well, why not?
I could weaken. And then where would we be?
Oh, Joe.
No, Phil, please go.
Joe.
Please. Please, please.
All right, I'll go. I don't know how long I walked that night or where. Perhaps most men are weak and never know it. But when you're losing the woman you think you love, that's when you'll find out. That's when you'll see yourself at last in the pitiless glare of all your poor, frightened, childish helplessness. And I walked along, and I was sick to the depths of my soul. And I walked some more.
I don't know, somewhere in the distance I heard a siren. There was a glow against the sky, a fire. And then I realized I was near my home. And then it wasn't just a glow against the sky of any fire. It was my own house. It burned almost to the ground.
Yeah, this is terrible. How did it happen?
Somebody said they think it was the gas stove.
Stunned and confused, I began edging through the crowd. And then there was a sudden stillness. And a few men took off their hats. And then I saw it. A stretcher. And the blanket thrown over the shapeless form. And the blackened, shriveled cowboy boot. And I remembered. Ted had been in that house.
They just got him out now.
Yeah, what's left of him?
They say you wouldn't hardly know it was a man.
Frantically, I started forward and then I stopped because I thought somebody had spoken to me, but they hadn't. They weren't looking at me. They were looking at the ground and the stretcher and that thing that lay there on it.
Dr. Philip Martin.
Yeah, I knew him. He was a good man.
Oh, poor Dr. Martin. What an awful way to die.
Suddenly, I was shaking with excitement. I pulled my hat down over my eyes. I turned up my collar, and I moved carefully back through the crowd, out into the street, and I turned the corner, and then I ran. Joe!
Phil!
Joe, I'm going with you.
Phil, you haven't...
Joe, it's all right. It's all right, Joe. I'll tell you later. But we're free, Joe. We're free. I'm dead. I mean, Dr. Philip Martin, he's dead.
For Suspense, Autolite is bringing you James Stewart in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Heard you caught a burglar at your house last night.
I sure did, Hap. There was this man sneaking around my garage. I said, look here, mister. You want to replace your old narrow-gap spark plugs with the sensational new wide-gap Autolite resistor spark plugs. Why, those wide-gap Autolite resistor spark plugs will make your engine idle smoother, give you better performance on leaner gas mixtures, actually save gas.
And what did he say?
Well, holding him firmly with my thumb between his teeth, I said the newly developed exclusive 10,000-ohm Autolite resistor, found in no other automotive-type spark plug, increases electrode life 200% and more.
You said all that to a burglar?
Mm-hmm. And then throwing him heavily to the ground on top of me, I said, try it yourself. See your Autolite dealer and replace those old narrow-gap spark plugs with wide-gap Autolite resistor spark plugs. Your motor will idle smoother, give you better performance on leaner gas mixtures. Actually save you gas.
Then what?
Oh, he said he'd stood all he could, and he started yelling for the cops.
Oh, and I think I'll start yelling for Suspense.